I'm Brian Bull with National Native News. In today's headlines, 10 years after an Indigenous girl's body was found in Winnipeg's Red River, the Manitoban government honors Tina Fontaine's legacy. County officials in South Dakota address claims of civil rights violations at the polls, and a sci-fi classic gets redubbed in Ojibwe. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. This month, many Indigenous people across Canada are marking the 10th anniversary of the death of Tina Fontaine. She disappeared in July of 2014. The 15-year-old's body was found in Winnipeg's Red River. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Fontaine's death threw an international spotlight on missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls in Canada and led to a national inquiry. Insert remembering Tina Fontaine spot here and coming out of the out queue. Nahani Fontaine and Tina Fontaine are not related. In South Dakota, the Bennett County government has agreed to open a satellite voting location to better serve Indigenous communities. This follows claims that the county violated the civil rights of Native Americans by limiting access to polls. Bennett County lies within the boundaries of the Pine Ridge Reservation, though its county seat, the town of Martin, is mostly split demographically between Native American and non-Native residents. The agreement aims to make voting and registration opportunities available to Native voters outside Martin city limits. A memorandum between the U.S. Justice Department and Bennett County says the office will be in the predominantly Native community of Allen, located in the northwest corner of the county. An official with the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewas helping bring Ojibwe to a galaxy far, far away. As Danielle Kading reports, the tribe's language culture coordinator is a voice actor in an Ojibwe dubbing of the first Star Wars film ever made. Insert Danielle Kading Star Wars piece here. And the Native American Food Sovereignty Alliance has announced recipients of the 2024 Indigenous Seedkeeper Stipends. A total of 45 individuals from 36 different tribes have been awarded $2,000 each to support efforts in preserving and cultivating traditional seeds within their communities. The stipends were made possible by Ceres Trust. This is National Native News. Antonia Gonzalez will be back next week. I'm Brian Bull, hosting from KLCC in Eugene, Oregon.